You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the system's trying to get the Ken Doll carbon tax abortion lover in so he can be a ringer for Obama Hillary. Insiders are telling Time Magazine that's the ticket. The placeholder, Biden stepping aside. Lord Hillary, the butcher of Waco, the butcher of Oklahoma City, getting ready to step in, get ready for an Obama-Clinton ticket. And, of course, the entire mainstream media for a day and a half is saying, where's Hillary, where's Obama? And they didn't know if she was going to step down on the ticket 4 years ago. And I was right there. They drove by the Secret Service, aiming machine guns at us. They were inside. And I called the media, and they said, we don't report, but we're not told to report. Because we're a bunch of scum. So there you go. That's their job, folks. You got to really get it. It's not a bias. It's a military enemy propaganda arm there to keep you in the dark, there to spin, there to twist. Now the Obama administration is secretly preparing options for aiding Syrian opposition. That's already going on. Again, we've got reports where the union leader publisher says Ron Paul is truly dangerous. We've got Krauthammer, who's an embarrassing person, coming out and talking about embarrassing candidates. Ron Paul is embarrassing them. He's against all the corporate welfare. He actually doesn't want to be, you know, he wants to keep the Constitution and not have military on the streets. Although, but like the New York Times and others say, it's kooky that Ron Paul's worried about troops on the streets, even as they set up checkpoints all over the country. Local newspapers are reporting, oh, there's military checkpoints. Oh, drones are tracking citizens now in North Dakota. Oh, but it's still kooky. It is, and I don't think I can be explained by anything that the president has done in a positive way, syndicated columnist Krauthammer. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Oh, wonderful. Hey, Governor Ventura, I appreciate you calling in. I know we talked yesterday and you said you'd pop in for 10 minutes. Good to talk to you.
Oh, always good to talk to you, Alex. How's it going?
It's going great. We're about to go to break and come back, and I appreciate you giving us 10 minutes when I twisted your arm yesterday. I know you weren't sure when you could call in, but I wanted to get into Ron Paul with you since we were talking about him yesterday on the phone.
Well, why don't you go to break like you're supposed to and come back and we'll talk Ron Paul.
That's awesome. We got a few minutes right now. Let's go ahead and kick the ball off right now. Wow, the system is in panic mode over him.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you why. He is the only candidate out there, including President Obama, who naturally is going to represent the Democrats, of course, and all of these Republican candidates. He is the only candidate that is anti-war. And this country better wake up to the fact that we've, you know, Alex, I'm 60 years old now, and we have been at war for over half of my life.
And they act like it's bizarre. And
bizarre behavior. Newt Gingrich says he's out of mainstream. This guy's out of touch. Well, if he is, then we are a country of war. But I don't believe so. I believe there's an underlying unrest in this country right now that we're tired of war, we're sick of it, and I guarantee you pretty much, if any of these other guys get elected, you're going to see a war with Iran.
Oh, you're right. And I want you to repeat all this, recap it, and expand on it. This is about the heart and soul of America. Another preemptive war, lying and saying another country has nukes. It's a total replay of what we saw with Iraq. And Ron Paul is just talking total common sense, and they're acting like that's bizarre, kind of like somebody, I guess, in 1939, if you criticized Hitler.
I can't believe, I watched the debates, and it was interesting a couple weeks ago where he got into a battle with Michelle Bachmann, and Ron Paul made a great statement. He said, imagine where would we be today had John F. Kennedy not talked to Nikita Khrushchev during the Cuban Missile Crisis. By the way, that was when Ron Paul was serving in the Navy. And had those two not spoken during that crisis and worked things out talking, we probably, the Earth would not exist today.
Let's start over right there, Governor. We've only got him for 10 minutes on the other side. We really appreciate him joining us today as a surprise guest.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, joining us for one segment is Governor Jesse Ventura. He's getting ready to go down to Mexico, so he's in a hurry. But I was talking to him privately yesterday about what's happening in the world, trying to find out if he's going to be running for Libertarian. And he just wanted to talk about Ron Paul. So he's here to talk about Ron Paul in this one segment. And then Dr. Doug Rocky joins us, former Minnesota governor, host of the hit TV show on True TV, conspiracy theory, best-selling author. Jesse Ventura joins us for one segment. Governor, we have both parties... hundreds of publications, New York Times, CBS Nightly News, all attacking Ron Paul and saying he's nuts because he doesn't want to attack more countries with made-up WMD stories. They're openly have gotten rid of Posse Comitatus and are announcing secret arrest of citizens with the NDAA. They're in the news saying it's insane that he doesn't want troops on the streets. All of this is happening. And it's like the Twilight Zone. Ron Paul is just a mainline, old-fashioned American. And then we've got the crazies telling us that we're crazy because we don't support total tyranny. Governor, give us your breakdown on this.
Well, it's as simple as this, I think. If people truly are looking for an attempt at change in this country, changing who we are and what we will be in the future, then there is only one candidate. And that is Congressman Ron Paul. He's the only candidate that wants to audit the Federal Reserve. You notice that the other candidates won't even talk about the Federal Reserve. He's the only candidate that wants to talk rather than wage war. So I think this will truly be an agenda for the United States of America, an agenda to determine what we stand for. Do we stand for being the most aggressive, warmongering country in the world, who's all set to now to go to war with Iran, too? Or are we going to be a country that stands for peace? You know, let's remember the last president that wanted peace and was attempting to get it. There would have been no Vietnam. The Cold War would have been ended by 65 was President John F. Kennedy. And there has not been a president in this country since Kennedy who has truly strived for peace. But Ron Paul is that candidate. And I think about it for a minute. I'm 60 years old now. I was born in 1951. And this country has been at war for life. Over 30 years of those 60 years, we've been at war. And if you look at the other candidates, Ron Paul served in the Navy during the Cuban Missile. But you look at the other candidates, did any of them ever serve? Did any of them ever put their butts on the line? Did they ever go in the military? I don't think so. You know, I don't know for sure, but I'd love to see the military backgrounds of Gingrich and the guy from Massachusetts,
Romney,
and, right on down the line with all of them. And the point of the matter is they call Ron Paul's foreign policy scary. I call our foreign policy scary, what it's on right now, because all we do is go to war one after another after another, and I'm one of the people, being a veteran, who says stop it. That's enough of this.
Well, polls show that upwards of 70% of Americans are against all of this. The troops give more money to Ron Paul than all of the Republican candidates combined and Obama combined. And the media spins it and says Ron Paul disgraces the troops. The troops don't like Ron Paul. It's all a hoax. And more, the so-called mainstream media is being exposed as a bunch of political prostitutes who are losing all their readers and viewers.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, if you look at how they avoid talking about Dr. Paul, he can be leading in the polls and they don't do in-depth stories on him. Nothing like that. The media is in the back pocket of the status quo. And I can't emphasize more. If people in this country want a revolution, and a revolution doesn't have to be violent, but if they want a revolution, if they want a change in direction, truly, of where this country's headed, then Ron Paul is the only choice out there right now. Out of the current candidates in the Republican and Democratic field, he is the only one. He's the only one that says we ought to talk before we shoot. Talk first, shoot second. We seem to be living, if you don't do it our way, well, then our way will be we will wage war on you. I mean, look what they're doing in this little strip of ocean over there. Iran's threatening to block it off, and the U.S. has already threatened if Iran does that, we're going to go to war with them, basically.
And look what's happening. Iran, who imports 50%+ of its gasoline, they don't have the refineries, it's been announced they're going to shut that off to them, devastating them. And they say, okay, if you shut us off, we'll shut off our territorial waters. So yesterday, they sent a U.S. aircraft carrier through the giant Iranian drill as a provocation. And the Pentagon has said, if you block it, we will attack you. But the West, as Ron Paul has said, is already putting these sanctions on and blockades. You're a Navy guy, and Ron Paul's pointed it out. That is a act of war right there, a blockade.
Absolutely. And what it does, if people go back in history, we did the same thing to Japan. They blockaded Japan. They stopped all, a total blockade of the country of Japan, which forced Japan truly to then attack us. They were left with two choices, surrender or attack. Japan chose the latter. They chose to attack us at Pearl Harbor. But a lot of people forget we forced their hand at Pearl Harbor by the blockade we had against them. And the same holds true with Iran now. We're blockading them. We're forcing their hand. And they're, all of these candidates just wait and hope that Iran will do something, that Iran will respond so that then they can all stand up there and say, see, we told you, all the problems of the world are because of Iran. And now we're getting them.
Meanwhile, our government, as you know, has overthrown them at least two times, evidence of a third as well. Shifting gears here because it's the top of Drudge Report right now. Kelly Clarkson, the American Idol winner, which is about as big as it gets nowadays in America, says she loves Ron Paul. It's a big deal when prominent celebrities, not just governors, that's even more important, endorse Ron Paul. I haven't seen any news where they've given your support to Ron Paul. Do you want to publicly state, Governor Ventura, that you are endorsing Ron Paul?
Absolutely. I'm an independent, and I don't, get involved with either political party because I despise both of them. But out of all the candidates out there in these two major parties right now, that's the president with the Democrats and there's seven or eight Republicans, whoever they all are. I mean, I know who they are, but why list them? Ron Paul has Governor Jesse Ventura's endorsement without a doubt. It's not even close, because I want a new president that's going to change the direction of this country. I want a new president that's going to follow the Constitution. I want a new president that's going to believe in states' rights. I want a new president. I want somebody that will shock the status quo.
Yes.
And Ron Paul will do that. Then the only thing we have to worry about is keeping him alive.
Well, what a dangerous precedent where both political party leadership say, anybody who could ever potentially be a threat, we've got to preemptively attack them. That's what Hitler said. He said, I've got to attack France, and I've got to attack Poland, and I've got to attack England and the Russians, because they might attack us. I mean, that's what tyrants always say.
Let me give this one out to you. Hypothetical situation, Alex, for all you and your listeners. Let's say Hugo Chavez down in Venezuela, who's got a lot of money, United States because of our military buildup and all this, and he fears that we could attack them at any moment because he kicked out Exxon. Well, what if Hugo Chavez went and got one of these unmanned drones? And what if Hugo Chavez flew that unmanned drone over United States airspace seeking to get intelligence about our war machine? And what if that drone crashed in our country? I would like to pose the question to every one of these Republican candidates and state this. If you were the president, what would you do if that happened? And I'll bet you their response would sound very Iranian, wouldn't it?
Well, they would probably actually say attack the country, the Iranians.
I agree. I think that the United States, if an unmanned drone flew over our airspace with surveillance, using it for surveillance on us and crashed here in our country, just as we did in Iran, we would declare war on whatever country that was.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia SophiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UTOPIASilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The entire architecture of the COG system is pointed at legitimate constitutional government, the states, the governors, the general public. You see drones being activated against rural communities in North Dakota for cows on their property. You see state reps and governors calling for military to be on the streets of Illinois and Louisiana. It's all happening right now. Because the world economy is preparing to implode, it's all part of an organized program that we warned you about 12, 13 years ago when they got rid of Glass-Steagall to sell derivatives of the planet, get the planet to tie into that fraudulent debt and then implode the legitimate governments of this world and fold them into a private corporate banking cartel system that the technocrats and the kleptocrats call the New World Order. Now, you'll know that 2 weeks ago, we were sent by state employees documents that were public, but no one had pointed them out, with Kellogg, Brown, and Root, who'd been given the contracts, according to Wall Street Journal in 2006, the contracts to build giant FEMA camps for emergencies across America. Then we got new documents a few weeks ago that they were now getting on 72-hour notice, local teams ready of subcontractors to man them. On a 72-hour notice or three-day notice. Then expanding from that point, we received more documents that the Department of Defense was involved and that FEMA was basically orchestrating the entire operation. Then today, a frequent caller who gets through on the radio, Angie, in the Carolinas called, and I talked to her off air, and she said, no, you know, my husband works for the Department of Defense. You know, that's why we keep pointing this stuff out to you. This is on the official federal government websites for contractors. And you need to understand, it's got blue group designations. I went, wait, I've been to urban warfare operations. It's blue and red. In Afghanistan, it's blue and red. And they were transponders. He's like, that's right. Here's the document. I'm emailing it to you. It's public. And we went and pulled it up. And sure enough, I recognized everything in there from the drills I've been to. First one was in 1999. And the Marines even let us in there in Oakland to their situation area in the big tent. And it had the red group fighting the blue group, who were the militias. And then I went in where they were doing interrogations of actors who were playing the part of U.S. citizens. And they would ask, where'd you get the weapons? And later the Marines freaked out that I was able to get this footage, and we were threatened. We were told, well, this was classified. You shouldn't have seen it. And it's in my film, Police State 2000. The Sunshine Project here in Texas got documents through FOIA where the Marines are training with drones and helicopters with pilots with opiate knockout gases and plans to knock out whole cities during insurrection. And you can pull this up. The Sunshine Project was threatened, and the government said, you know, remove that or we'll come after you. It was accidentally declassified. I mean, this is the type of stuff I learned, and I'm like, we got to warn people. Now, that said, we went ahead and talked to Angie off air, and then I talked to her husband, and I was telling him, sir, you know, we probably don't want to use your name because you work as a civil servant, former Navy veteran, in the Department of Defense in some pretty highly classified areas, and he didn't get any of that with us. And he said, no, I want to have my name public. This country is in so much trouble that this stuff's all public. It's just people don't know where to look, that I'm going to go ahead and use my full name, and I'm going to go ahead and speak out here because America's all on the line right now. I mean, this is really creepy stuff when they're openly passing the NDAA, saying they'll arrest U.S. citizens. It was on the news today. They're saying they'll kill U.S. citizens if they want. Obama says he'll kill U.S. citizens in America. In fact, that was on C-SPAN a few nights ago. We've got that video. It's overwhelming what's happening. And now all over the news, they're saying use the military on the streets to protect the American people. They're selling us on this. The TSA is now running checkpoints on highways. This is classical martial law, as Ron Paul said last Tuesday on my radio show. The NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, is martial law. So Joe Joseph works for the Department of Defense in some very highly classified areas, and with space-enabled warfare, but we'll leave it at that because that's all they can say. And he basically wants to warn the public about what's open intelligence of what's happening. And he also told me off air, and he's going to repeat it, a lot of people in the military and Defense Department are awake. These are good people, by and large. That's why 70-plus percent of all donations to Republicans and to Obama in this race and the last are to Ron Paul, because they know Ron Paul's telling the truth. They know. They had a Bloomberg article 2 weeks ago, a headline, pay this man money so he can fire you. Was the joke headline, because he says he'll cut government. The people in government realize you've got to get rid of this cancer. They'd rather be homeless than let this tyranny go through. So joining us is Joe Joseph, Department of Defense civil servant, to break down the National Continuity Program, NCP program, mission support activities, which is unprecedented. We have our article that is at Infowars.com that just went up minutes ago, going through all of this. That I'll give you the title of right now. It's Military to Designate U.S. Citizens as Enemies During Collapse, FEMA Continuity of Government Plan, Prep Total Takeover of Society, Dispatching Military Domestically Under Economic Collapse Emergency. And that's what's so important. We are designated the exact same way combatants in Afghanistan or Iraq are, or Libya. Joe Joseph, again, thank you for joining us over the phone.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Alex.
Well, I've talked enough at the start of the show and in your intro. This is complex subject matter. Why are you going public? What can you tell the people that's open source?
Well, as a civil servant, you know, everybody takes an oath, no matter what level of service that you provide to the country. And it's the same oath that the president takes all the way down to active duty military. And when you take that oath to support and defend the Constitution, you're supposed to take it seriously, I guess you could say. So with that said, it's my duty to provide the people who are my boss with information to make them aware, because, you know, an informed public can really make a difference, but they have to do something. They can't sit on their hands and just sit there and let this stuff happen. And that's gone on for far too long. So hopefully by giving this information out, we can raise some awareness and get people angry. And that's really what needs to happen. I mean, people need to get angry. We need to see civil disobedience. You know, you don't have to consent. Silence is consent in the eyes of the law. And that's the biggest thing that people need to understand. Don't be silent anymore. It's time to speak out. You know, you brought up Ron Paul. Ron Paul is probably the last best hope we have right now to turn things around. He's it. And that's why, like you said, active duty military is the largest contributor to his campaign. Out of all the other candidates combined, he gets more than they do. So it's very important that we take the time now so that our children don't end up having, I can't even imagine the world that they're going to live in, considering what we deal with now.
Well, it's a world, Joe, where Corzine can take $1 billion+ and be caught in perjury, and he isn't even going to get in trouble.
Absolutely.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The people have the power in this country. The powers that be, this elitist cabal that runs things, and they do, as special interest, they pull the puppet strings of our non-representing representatives. They're the ones that put up this smokescreen to have you think you don't have the power. But it's your labor that funds all of these efforts, all of these illegal wars and everything else. And you have the power. Each and every person listening to this show tonight has the power to change things. And that's why I'm here, is because I feel compelled, I feel duty-bound to educate people and give them the knowledge, arm them with the knowledge to be able to fight back.
Well said, Joe. Now, we've got in front of us what your wife directed us to.
Yes.
You know, there with your family in the background today and you're home from work now and can cover it. Statement of work, Federal Emergency Management Agency, National Continuity Program. She sent us emails linking to, you know, public contracts.
Right.
Last week, and she called up this week and said, look, you got the wrong documents. Yes, Department of Defense gave out the contracts to prepare activating the FEMA camps, but this is the one that gets into the total takeover of government. And it says COG, break-ins on media, surveillance, the Blue Force. Go through this document with us.
It's a fascinating document. First of all, just so everybody understands, this is all public information. This is what's called a solicitation for contract. And basically, the government has a website, fedbizops.gov, where they put out draft statements of work, and contractors will go and bid for the work. It's a very convoluted, hard-to-search-through system, which is why things are very easy to overlook. You know, case in point, if you wanted to look up contracts, you know, you type in Department of Homeland Security, you're going to see thousands of contracts that come up, and you'd have to comb through each and every one of them to find it unless you know the keywords and the key acronyms.
Well, it's got 35 agencies under it. It's probably hundreds of thousands of contracts.
Absolutely. I mean, and like I said, and that's just, you know, that's just that's what makes it so difficult. So I can totally understand how, you know, it may have been missed or misinterpreted, and it's very easy to do. You know, I just recently saw a solicitation, Department of Education, wanting 500 militarized shotguns. Really? You know, but this is all public information. So this.
And expanding on that, I've probably been to 20 urban warfare drills, researched this for 13 years or so, because I wasn't onto this the first few years on air. And when I read these documents, I understand some of it, but it's all meant to be Greek. It's all put in a military contractor parlance where the general public doesn't know what blue groups against red groups mean.
Exactly right. Well, let me go with this. I'm on page 3 of the document, and this is... There's only certain paragraphs that you really have to key in on to understand what it's all about. And it says, other efforts of the Operations Division, and Operations Division is exactly that. They oversee the operations of continuity of government. They are the contractor support with government oversight. So other efforts of the Operations Division includes initiatives such as Operation Rendezvous, or OPRON, Task Force Rendezvous, the development and integration of the Federal Emergency Response Official Repository System, National Security Special Event Contingency Support, Disaster Relief, and Humanitarian Assistance Contingency Support. And then it says additional efforts of the Operations Division include Geospatial Information System, which is like a tactical, a battlefield it gives a battlefield picture.
That's what I saw with the Marines with big projectors on the wall where they have the satellites real time.
Yes.
Where they have the transponders as blue group. The militias they were practicing fighting in California were red group.
Right.
And they had Humvees with robot guns that anybody not in blue group was going to be killed. And
right.
This was 12 years ago.
Well, I mean, it's advanced. Same concept, but the technology has advanced somewhat. Blue Force situational awareness is what you're talking about, and in that sense, it's much like for years, for example, commercial aircraft have a transponder on it, and that system is called Interrogation Friend or Foe, IFF. That's what that stands for. And basically, Blue Force situational awareness is the exact same thing that you have with commercial aircraft, military aircraft, and everything else. They have a transponder where a signal goes out, the plane responds, and then on the operator's screen, you're going to either have like a circle, a square, or a triangle. And it's going to be either a circle for friendly, it's going to be a square for unknown, and a triangle for bad guy. And so that's what you have. Blue Force situational awareness is exactly that. So you, because of today's technology, I mean, a transponder can be Look at RFID.
Well, our cell phones have little triangulators, so we know they've actually used those. And so they've got a full battlefield scope. They can tie into cameras on the street, surveillance systems, satellites, drones, any of it. And so they know friend or foe. And this is talking about in continuity of government with camps, having people with their transponder badges in the blue group against the red group, and the red group is the American people, I guess.
Right. Well, this is the scary thing about when you talk blue force situational awareness. The first thing that I think about when I think of that is overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq and Libya and wherever we're waging illegal wars. That's where I envision blue force situational awareness. What I don't envision is having blue force situational awareness on our own soil, because it's almost too crazy to wrap your arms around. It's just too much to understand.
It's what Ron Paul said. NDAA is a declaration of war against the American people.
It is. It truly is. And you know, even if, and here's the thing that people need to understand: a lot of these representatives and senators, of course they don't read the bills. They don't do that. Same thing in government. These draft statements of work, 9 times out of 10, are written by the contractor, submitted back to the government, and the guy there, you know, he's just like, oh, well, you know, okay, I'll just pass this on through. Okay, fine, put my signature on it, and out it goes. So oftentimes they don't even know what's in there. They just know that they get an overview. Okay, this is there, this is there, this is there. Make sure that you guys hit this point, and this point, and then they ship it on through. So if a company like Halliburton, who we know has ties to this elitist cabal, goes and writes a statement of work, there's no telling what's in there, and that's why it's important.
Oh, wow, I get it. They're actually influencing policy by the way the contracts are written, and the higher-ups don't even understand that.
Right, exactly right. That's the thing that people don't understand, is that part of the dumbing down of society, it hasn't only affected the masses, it's affected government as well. A lot of these government employees now don't even know how to write a statement of work. You know, and so.
Well, look, I've been studying this particular type of thing for 13, 14 years, and I barely have a elementary understanding. And I guess it's part of the complexity of the world allows corruption to hide in it.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's another on this is extremely interesting, is on page 5. They come out with Mount Weather Emergency Operations Center. Now, I've been doing this for probably 3 or 4 years now. And like I said off air, it's because of you that I woke up and listened to
Yeah, Mount
to
Weather's one of the alternate government heads, along with Colorado Springs and Cheyenne Mountain. I mean, they've made movies about martial law where Mount Weather runs it all.
Well, exactly right. But for years and years, they denied the existence of Mount Weather. And now, and when I say that, I mean, yes, we know Mount Weather's there. And they say, yes, it's a 564-acre Department of Homeland Security facility. But what people don't understand is, hey, look, it's a deep underground military base. It's one of those, just like Cheyenne Mountain and everything else.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Surrender. What if I say you're the pretender? What if I say 1776 is the answer to 1984? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? What if I say you're the pretender? I am fired up. You know, that last caller was asking, when do we get violent? The first person to shoot loses. We're not looking for a fight, but I'll tell you, my ideology, my worldview is not like Gandhi's. It's a mix of George Washington and Mahatma Gandhi. I understand the globalists want violence up front, and they want to characterize people who are against their tyranny as the criminals and as the disorder. The globalists are criminals. They are the disorder, hiding behind their three-piece suits and behind their stolen billions and the military and police that they've tried to brainwash. But the good news is the police and military are waking up. And you know, 10 years ago, I wasn't saying that.
I can go over all the evidence, but I want to go to Gerald Celente. The point is 70%+ of all donations for the military are to Ron Paul for both parties, all presidential candidates. Police are supporting Ron Paul. Bloomberg bemoaned it last month, saying, give this man your money so he can fire you, and pointed out, guess who gets the majority of federal employee donations? Ron Paul. That tells you the folks inside the federal government know what's going on. They're sitting there watching what's happening. They're just paymasters who pay the stolen money out to the mega corporations. They know. In fact, it's easier to wake up military and police than anybody else because they actually live in the real world. They're seeing what we're talking about. I can't tell you how many letters I get, how many emails, how many calls. You've heard them, where police officers say nothing made sense. I've been on the force 20 years, 10 years, whatever the case is, until I started listening. And everything I'd always questioned, didn't understand, now it makes perfect sense. You took me outside the compartmentalization. You didn't show me how to see. You pointed out what was already there. You woke me up. When you wake somebody up, all you do is say, get up. You're not doing the work. You're just get up. You're up. You're awake. Now you see. You see the same thing I see. You're not believing what Alex Jones is saying. You're not buying into what I'm saying. You're seeing. You're seeing it. All right. Gerald Celente is a great friend of the show, and we really appreciate him coming on right here near the end of the year to give us his 12 trends first here. For our audience, you can get the full details at trendsresearch.com, where his trend alerts, everything else are posted. But he's giving it to us here first. I tried to get him on the last 2 weeks, and he said, well, I'm traveling. Plus, Alex, I'm writing the 12 trends, deep analysis. I'd love to come on, but I've got to come on once this is ready. So you're hearing it here first, and he'll be with us, I guess, 5 minutes to the next hour, and then he's got to go. But we're very honored to have Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. And I have here in my hot little hands the top 12 trends of 2012. But, Gerald, let me ask you the question this way today, because I've read over these trends. Some of it is new. Some of it is basically tweaked analysis that you've already gone over. But a lot of this is key groundbreaking material, and we respect your analytical mind when it comes to this. But do you want to give us an MF Global update first, or get into the top trends first? And then I want to air this clip of the head of the CME group confirming, so he's gone from criticizing you to now agreeing with you and saying Corzine did take the money and is lying.
Well, the update is this. So far I've gotten, they've reinstituted about 70% of the lost funds in my type of account. Having said that, it's only part of the story, because what happened is when they closed out my positions, I remember I bought gold at $1,443 an ounce that I was going to pick up in December. When they took all the money out, they closed the positions down the day they went bankrupt. And they remember I showed you the corrected statement. It was now $1,765 an ounce, not $1,443. So when they went bankrupt and they closed and my positions closed out in December, I had to sell them. And I didn't buy them according to them at $1,443. I bought them at $1,765. So I had to eat those losses. So now I have that problem on my hand. Now here's the best part of the deal. You know, I want whatever money I have, I want to get it back, right? So I call up the broker. Remember, the way they got the name broker is that you're broker than when you started. That's how they made the name up. So now I call them up. I said, listen, wire transfer whatever money I have in there, get it into my bank. Check it out. We can't do that. We're going to send you a check. I said, what do you mean you can't wire transfer me? I said, you guys never quit. You're really quick to take the money when I wire transfer it in, but you won't get it out. So, they won't wire transfer the money. I haven't received it yet. And now you know that story. Now it takes time for the check to clear and on and on. Now, in saying this, it's very important because, as you well know, I went public with this to warn people that what you think you have in your account really isn't yours, because they have all of these loopholes in place where your money is only as safe as the last loophole that they put in. And I don't care who it's with. It makes no difference.
By the way, I tried to go to a local bank and follow my own advice and get out some cash, and it wasn't even, quote, above the amount where they file a fence-in deal. You know, and they acted like my wife was a crook, freaked out, and then started calling me saying, we need to know your wife's occupation. It's got to go in the federal financial crimes enforcement file. And I'm like, for less than $10,000? But even if it was $10,000, I mean, what on earth? I mean, this country is a giant prison, Gerald. Everywhere you're treated like trash. And then all these little people, they get off on enforcing it on others. It's sick. It's like a nation of maggots.
You know, you really hit on it. You know, as I've been saying, you know, your money isn't yours unless you have it. End of story. Last Wednesday, I called up HSBC. And I told them that I was coming in Thursday morning at 9:30 in the morning to make a withdrawal. I gave them the amount. They said they only could give it to me in hundreds and fifties. If I wanted to wait until Monday, I could get it in hundreds. I said, that's fine. I'll take it in hundreds and fifties. I couldn't make it at 9:30. I had my assistant call them up. Mr. Slenty will be in at 2:30. I go there with the check. Hand it to the person I was talking to on the phone. It was like I never called. Now they tell me I have to go over. I have this video on our site. I have to go over and talk to the bank manager. So I go over there. I sit down. She looks at me. And you talked about it, these power-hungry little people. She said to me, "What? This is a sizable amount of money. What are you going to use it for?" So I said, "How about none of your business?" She said, "That's not very friendly." I said, "How about none of your effing business? How dare you ask me what I'm going to do with my money?" She said, "Well, you have to comply." I said, "You didn't ask me how I got the money in there, and now you're asking me what I'm going to do with it?"
They're saying you're a criminal. They imply you're a criminal.
Exactly. This went on for 40 minutes. I'm talking to people all over the HSBC chain. First, she tells me to leave the office. She has to talk to compliance officers.
Yeah, that's like these people that get arrested now for trying to get their own money out. Wait, are you saying you have a video where you break this down, or there's video of this?
No, I have video where I break it down. I wish I did have a video.
You want to go back in there? Oh, my God. Tell us what else happened, Gerald. Break this. Oh, my gosh.
And I'll tell you her name. There was Penny Demo. Try demolition. And I told her, I said, "You know, I'm going to make you famous. I'm going to tell everybody what a jerk you are, and how dare you ask me what I do with my money, and now you're telling me you have to make a call to somebody, and I can't be in the room as you talk about my money."
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.